Shvi Shel Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Nunch Be'li Nishas, Rechal Parabas of Moshe. Our Rebbe Rav Simon Shlita came out with a beautiful Agoda Imrei Baruch, and he writes in Maimer Memdal, a beautiful Maimer about Kriyas Yamsuf, and he asks from the Sas Emes, what is it, what changed from the Geula of Mitzrayim to the Geula of Kriyas Yamsuf? And he explains from the Sas Emes a beautiful idea. He says, at the end of the day, when we left Mitzrayim, we were still something called Avadim, the Zohar says. Shebnei Yisrael Nikram Avadim. But what happened, right? You know the Gemara says, Halo Avdor Zara, Havlo Avdor Zara. We still had the Avodah Zara in our hands, and it was in our DNA. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu even had a thought to destroy the Yamsuf too. But Achar Kriyas Yamsuf, what happened? Our status changed from Avadim to Banim. And that's why the Svanas, the Sasama says, if you look at all the things we say on Marev, Umachusov Banov, Ro Banagurosov, Umachbachusov Ro Banecha, Hamavir, Banov, all this Banov business, says the Sasemis, you know what changed at Kriyas Yamsuf? What changed at Kriyas Yamsuf is that Yisiyas Mitzrayim, we still had a shtickel Eved on our shame. We still had an Eved on our passport, or in our COVID passport, it still said Eved. But when it came to Yamsuf, when it came to Shvi Shel Pesach, that Eved status was gone. It was now Banim Lamakom. We now had the ultimate eternal connection to the Ribono Shel Olam as the Ben and the Bas. Hamavir Banov, Umachzoro Banecha, Banov, says the Sfas Emes. So what changed? What changed was our status with us in the Ribono Shel Olam, was the love, was the passion, was the connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. This is exactly what Rav Kluger says in his beautiful Sefer on the Agada Zoh, B'nei B'choy Yisrael. You know what changed at Yamsuf? The Zohar tells us that every single makkah that gave a makkah to the mitzvah was a refuah leYisrael. And what was the refuah? Says Rav Kluger, "Bekach gufa shebnei Yisrael hischilu lahamin ba'atzmam, that we started to believe in ourselves, to believe in the love for Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Hayinu bekach shehem ritzuyim lamakom, eich shehem ukfi shehem lamala mitam badas, that we started to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam's love." As we are, that we started to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's simple and eternal love for Klal Yisrael. And this Rav Kluger says, not just then, but it's now. And he quotes in the Pele Yoyitz, the Sefer Chesed Alafim, Lo es avoseinu bilvad avas Hashem, not just the Jews that went to Yamsuf then, thousands of years ago, Elagam osanu, Eshbecho pam shanu om shiris hayam simcha mesores osa ahav liftosas nafshinu shaloy tzavinam hayam azerdoinim. Every single time we say the shir, we say it with simcha and rabba, we say it with great joy, we're reminding Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. So at the end of the day, what's the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf? What are we supposed to come out of the second days of Pesach to remember that we were the avadim, says the Sfas Emes, we had the shame Eved, even when we left Mitzrayim? But comes Kriyas Yamsuf, and comes the Ribono Shel Olam and says, no more longer are you called an Eved. Now you're a Banov, Hamavir, Banov, Machusuban, Banecha, Banov, says the Sfas Emes. And Israel Rav Kluger says that we have to understand and that we have to know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love, first of all, this is incredible. Hayin b'kach shehem ritzum lamokob eich shehem ukfi shehem. That the Ribono Shel Olam loves us how we are and who we are. No matter, it's not dependent on anything. It's not dependent on our status. It's not dependent on our report card. Kodesh Baruch Hu's love for us is eternal. Like a father for a son and a father for a daughter. She's zochet to feel Hashem's love and to believe in Hashem's love coming out of this Yontif. Good Shabbos, good Yontif Shkoich.